and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here this morning. But Sidney, I just wanted to tell you something that he told me. Our guest was to be Peter Hammond. And he was telling me really what a terrible thing it was that occurred on the 11th of September 2001, where 10,000 people were slaughtered. September 11th, 2001. 10,000 people at least were slaughtered that day. And really, what a great tragedy that was. But, of course, the people weren't slaughtered in New York. They were slaughtered in Yost and a number of other towns in Nigeria. Because, you see, the Muslim contingent in Nigeria knew the attack was coming on America, and this was going to be an ideal time for the Muslims, the slaughter of the Christians in Nigeria. Now, basically, it was a terrible and bloody period because, of course, the Muslims were well armed. They'd been preparing for this for a long time, and they knew when the attack was coming in the United States. It was just that, the FBI didn't know it was coming, and the CIA didn't know it was coming, and we have 14 intelligence agencies. No one knew when it was coming, but the Muslims in Nigeria knew when the attack on the United States was coming, and so they were armed and they were ready to start slaughtering Christians. And it's amazing how God does work, because of course, as the Christians were just running in terror, suddenly a truck comes rumbling down the street, and it suddenly turns over, and what should be inside but hundreds of cases of rifles and lots of ammunition. And the Christians picked up the weapons and started fighting the Muslims, who never expected the Christians, who are such peaceful people, to actually try to defend themselves from being slaughtered. And fortunately, they stopped the onslaught. But isn't it interesting that everybody in the world knew the attack was coming, even knew the date it was coming, but our own intelligence agencies didn't know the date the attack was coming, or did they? If you go to my website, Sidney, and we have a section there called Videos on the Web. And, Sidney, I hope you'll go to it. And you'll go down to the bottom of the page, and it says Building Number 7. And I want you to watch Building 7 come down. Now, of course, we know what happened that day, why the vicious Muslims, the members of Al-Qaeda, of course, 15 of them were from Saudi Arabia. You remember that. And of course, Bin Laden was from Saudi Arabia, and his friends, his family were all good friends with the Bushes. And of course, Bin Laden had worked for the CIA or with the CIA during the 1980s. If you read the 9/11 committee report, the staff report, which I read through very carefully, all of the members of Al-Qaeda, all of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, didn't want the attack on the United States. None of them wanted the attack on the United States. The only one who wanted it was, of course, Mr. Bin Laden, whose family was very good friends with the Bushes. And so, when the attack came, and of course we're told that Bin Laden planned it, but now we're told that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the man responsible. He's admitted he was responsible for the 9/11 attack. He planned the whole thing. And he was from Pakistan. So since the terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19, And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was from Pakistan. Why didn't we attack Pakistan? Why did we attack Afghanistan right after September 11th? But what really happened that day? Was it as we saw? When we saw those planes, we saw repeatedly. How many times have you seen pictures of those planes hitting the World Trade Centers, the Twin Towers, and then them coming down in a massive cloud of basically vaporized cement? But if it came down just by pancaking, why would you vaporize the cement? But the most important thing is not what happened to the Twin Towers, because we may never know, other than if you watch the Twin Towers come down and watch them very carefully, you notice the top of the building suddenly disintegrates. The top of the building, which was supposedly the force that's driving the rest of the collapse, it disintegrates. Why would the top of the South Tower have disintegrated? You see some of the pictures, it starts to tilt to one side, and then the whole top of the building disintegrates as the rest of the building disintegrates and falls at the speed of gravity. But much more significant, since most people, if they watch those films, they can't really see what's going on unless somebody points out that the top of the building disintegrated. Why would the top of the building disintegrate as the building is just beginning to fall? That doesn't make sense. But you have to watch Building 7. And Building 7, you remember, you have to remember this came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. It did not get hit by a plane. Now, there were a few fires in the building. How did the fire start? Nobody wants to ask that. There was a man in the building that morning. If you haven't read David Ray Griffin's book on the Building 7, why did Building 7 come down? Well worthwhile to read. There was a gentleman in the building. He had actually gone up there. He was part of Mayor Giuliani's rescue team, emergency team, and his job was to be there. If there was some sort of emergency, he and a friend raced to Building 7, went up, but the building seemed to be empty when they got there. I mean, this was right after the initial attack on the North Tower. They get up to the office, and there's nobody there. This is the command center where Mayor Giuliani and all of the team are to be there in case of an emergency in the city. And there's cups of coffee on the desk there, and they're still steaming, but everybody has left, and they don't know what to do, but their job was to be there. They stay there for a while, and finally the two gentlemen, one of them calls another emergency center, and they say, "Get out of the building." So they start, they go to the elevator, and the elevator doesn't work. They start down the stairs, and suddenly, and this is about 9:30 in the morning, there's a tremendous explosion, and the stairs suddenly disintegrate beneath them. There's an explosion in the building early in the morning, and the stairs disintegrate beneath them. They fortunately were able to get back up to the office. They call out. They get hold of the fire department. The fire department sends an emergency team, and they get them out. Well, I'll tell you the rest of this story just a moment here. But if you have a question, I guess we'll be doing open lines on number 877-254-7524. Give us a call here at American Freedom Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning didn't show up, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524, but I was telling you this story of building number 7. Well, anyway, this fellow is up there, and they're in the office, they get out of the office, and they start telling the story of what happened that morning, and certainly there were certainly people who wanted to hear, and why would there have been explosions in building number 7, at 9 o'clock in the morning or shortly after 9, but nobody heard the story because we have freedom of the press in America, and that means that when you control the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever story you want to, and I'd never heard this story until, of course, it was told in the book on Why Did Building 7 Come Down by David Ray Griffin, and it may not be the exact title, but it's very, very close to it. Under any circumstances, why certainly the report, government report on why the Twin Towers came down did not include an explanation of why Building 7 came down, because there was no logical explanation. Certainly small fires wouldn't have brought the building down the way it went down. No steel reinforced building has ever gone down because of fires. Why did Building 7 collapse as it did? And then, of course, eventually, some 8 or 9 years after the collapse of the Twin Towers in 2009, the government did release a report. It was sort of a very fraudulent report. It was all contrived to explain why the building came down. They had to have an explanation. Well, what was so interesting is the gentleman who'd been at the building had survived it 2 days before the report was released. Why, he went to the hospital and suddenly he was dead. So the people who put out the film Loose Change wanted to find out what had happened to the gentleman. They couldn't. They hired an attorney. And they gave the attorney, they hired a detective. The detective took the money, said she'd find out. She was a woman detective, said she'd find out. 2 days later, she called. She said, I'm returning your retainer fee. I do never want to talk to you again. I will not tell you what I found. This is a matter for the police. Do not contact me. And she sent their money back. That's all we know, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we know. The man who was in the building that morning, why, of course, he died under very mysterious circumstances. But if you look at the pictures on my webpage for building number 7, notice when the building number 7 starts to come down, the center of the roof collapses first. The center of the roof collapses first. That's what you do in a controlled demolition. You have to take out the center column so the building will collapse inwards. Then you take out the base. Watch Building 7 come down. Watch Building 7 come down a number of times. I'd look at it 10 times before I could see what was happening, and I suddenly realized Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in? We did have someone calling in, I assume. I heard the beeping.
It's Peter Hammond here, Dr. Stan Monteith. Good morning.
Yes, Peter. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Well, basically, I started out the program by telling about all that, but was it about 10,000 people who were killed in Nigeria on the morning of September 11th?
It was easily that, maybe over 12,000. It was absolutely extraordinary. Dr. Monteith, I'd never read about this anywhere, but we had some Nigerians come to one of our Great Commission courses in Cape Town at our mission, and I was then invited to go to Jos, and when I went there, I was absolutely astounded as the people told me and went around and showed me the hundreds of buildings and churches and homes destroyed by Muslims on the day of September the 11th, 2001. And what happened was that as the news came through of the Twin Towers starting to fall in Nigeria, there was an Allah Akbar, and the Muslims poured out of the mosque and they started to kill Christians. The first person to be killed was a pregnant woman, and then they worked their way through destroying over 100 churches, and they slaughtered Christians by the thousands and thousands. And this happened not only in Jos but in several other border towns close to the Muslim north in Nigeria, because Nigeria's got a large Muslim north and a Christian south, so it's on the fault line where the Muslim majority meets the Christian majority. There's a huge amount of violence against Christians frequently, but the worst was on that day, September the 11th, 2001. And these Muslims were well organized, they were well armed with new AK-47s and others, and which had been trucked in from Niger, which is a totally Muslim country just north of Nigeria. And it was evidently well planned, and these people may not have known what was going to happen, but they knew that something was going to happen, which, when it did, would give them freedom to do anything they wanted for several days, when no news media would be at all interested or focused on what was happening there.
So they really didn't know the exact day then. They just, but remember, of course, they are there are much later than we are because of the time differential. So although it was 9 o'clock or maybe it was 8 o'clock, something like that, in New York, it would have been two or three in the afternoon there.
Exactly, because Nigeria is 5 hours ahead.
So it would have been two or three in the afternoon. Then they started. They didn't start earlier. They waited until they got the news
report. That's right. They waited till the news came through.
Okay.
And when the news came through of the Twin Towers, somebody must have given the word, and it couldn't have been spontaneous. It was so well organized, so well coordinated, and it was simultaneous at a large number of places. And something in the region of 12,000 Christians were killed, which means more Christian victims in Nigeria died on the day of September 11th than even American victims of the terrorism in New York and Washington combined.
Well, of course, we would never hear this sort of thing in the United States because we have freedom of the press, which means the people who control the press have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to. Well, anyway, it's good to have you with us. This, our guest is Peter Hammond from Frontline Ministries, and centered in Cape Town, but they cover all of Africa, and Peter can keep us up to date on, or does keep us up to date on what's going on. Now, you're going to be giving a series of talks all across America for the next month?
Yes, in fact, I've just completed a whole lot of meetings in Arizona and in California. But I'm going on to Florida, and this Sunday I'll be at St. Andrews in Orlando at Sanford under Dr. R.C. Sproul's church. That's this Sunday, and on Saturday morning there's a men's breakfast, and I'll be giving a lot of report backs on these sort of things there. I've got radio and TV recordings at Coleridge Ministries and Richard TV and Way of the Master in between. But the following weekend, I'll be ministering in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, on the Psalm 119 Discernment Conference. And if folks want details on where I'll be, also following that in Colorado Springs. And they can check with our Frontline Fellowship USA office. The contact details are frontlinefellowship.net. They can email info@frontlinefellowship.net, or look at upcoming events on our website,
Would you be at all in Denver area in northern Colorado, because that's where this program is primarily aired. Do you have any stopovers in Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, anything like that?
I will only be at Colorado Springs and at Summit Ministries and Summit Ministries of Dr. David Noble, Manitou Springs. They've got details also of where the Sunday services are. But that's at the very end. At the 16th to the 19th of May, I'll be in Colorado Springs area.
All right, fine. So if you're there in the listening audience, you know, Colorado Springs is a little way away from there, but you can always go just Google in at your search engine, Peter Hammond, and you can get there to the Frontline Fellowship outlets and find out, of course, where he's going to be if you're able to go hear him. It's always a pleasure. We always enjoy having Peter with us. Well, he's been bringing us up to date on what's happening in South Africa. You're not hearing about it, but they used to have 70,000 farmers. They have less than 30,000 now. Are they simply fleeing the country because of the butchering of the white farmers in South Africa? Why don't you tell us what's going on in South Africa today? One of the most violent nations of the world. Of course, when I lived there, it was a wonderful, peaceful area. We could go out and walk at 11 o'clock at night. Had no fear. I mean, I walked through the black section of town during the daytime. Never any fear. There was no animosity between black and white when I lived there. Certainly the apartheid system was there, but it was changing. Tremendous optimism, prosperity on the part of the blacks. Of course, what's the black unemployment now?
Oh, officially it's something in the region of 40-45% of the country is unemployed, although in Zimbabwe it's more like 90%. So if you think of the paradise that Rhodesia once was and the hellhole that Zimbabwe has now become, that has replaced the very stable pro-Western Christian Rhodesia, and now we've got people in South Africa saying they want to do the same thing in South Africa as was done in Zimbabwe. It's not enough to have 45% unemployment and have cut our number of farmers down to almost a third of what it used to be. Now they are singing "Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer," and singing songs about killing whites, and this is done not by some fringe element but by senior members of the present government, the African National Congress government of Nelson Mandela in South Africa. They are, you know, in the early days at one time there were a lot of talk about a rainbow nation where never, never, never again will any person be discriminated against on the basis of color and race. But now it's affirmative action, it's race classification, it's all kinds of job reservation for blacks. And a white male has no chance of getting an employment position unless he's going to be an entrepreneur and do his own business. And many thousands of whites have ended up selling their services as mercenaries for the Americans. We had at one stage 12,000 South African soldiers in Iraq alone fighting as mercenaries, soldiers of fortune for the American government. They call them civilian contractors. And South Africans are dispersed all over the world. We've got more whites outside of South Africa than we have inside South Africa because of affirmative action and the blatant racial discrimination and racial hatred against whites, engineered in many cases by the government and the media, who blame anything that goes wrong, which is normally the fault of the government itself and their socialist policies, but they need a scapegoat. And so they so often are targeting and blaming the whites for anything that goes wrong in the country, which is just inevitable results of government policies. And the end result is over 3,000 white farmers have been torturously murdered over the last year since Nelson Mandela became president. And we don't just mean killed, we mean tortured to death in the most excruciating, horrifying, mutilating ways, where it's obviously a terrorist attack, reminiscent of the Mau Mau, not just an act of violence, but an act of terror. And in some cases, where the farmers have been able to kill the assailants and defend themselves effectively, it's been found out that the assailants, in many cases, were members of the South African National Defence Force, ex-ANC terrorists. And they have had some embarrassing cases where it came out. Most of these reports get suppressed and not much is said about it because it's officially very embarrassing. But the farmers have been under many more attacks than have succeeded. And whenever the assailants have been caught or killed and identified, it's found out that they all have ex-terrorist connections. So it's obviously a terrorist operation.
Well, basically, of course, I think for our listeners, you must understand the United States State Department brought this government to power. I mean, so they manipulated the elections. They were fraudulent elections when, you know, this whole thing came about, when Nelson Mandela became president. I mean, there were 80,000 ballots printed for 40,000 people, and they, pardon me, 80 million for 40 million voters, and they simply stacked the election. But we brought the corrupt government to power in Rhodesia. We call it Zimbabwe today. And people have to understand, we are still financing Mugabe. We are financing these ruthless, tyrannical regimes there with your tax money.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Pierre's Catering, celebrating Black History 365 days a year, salutes past and present African-American leaders who led the way to equal opportunity, keeping hope alive to succeed and achieve success. Let's continue to work together for a better place to live, work, and raise our families and make a better future for all Americans. This message courtesy of our good friends at Pierre's Catering at 2135 Downing in Denver. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Peter Hammond. And what people don't understand is the American State Department brought the communist regime to power in South Africa, just as they brought the current communist regime to power in Zimbabwe. And you say, why would they do that? Our government is anti-communist. And that, of course, is what you're supposed to believe. But, of course, you must understand that there are powerful spiritual forces energizing American foreign policy. Because, of course, the foreign policy doesn't change whether you have Democrats or Republicans there. And they have destroyed Zimbabwe. Used to be Rhodesia. I used to be, when I lived there, full prosperity, full employment, wonderful place, no apartheid, good relationships between black and white. Today, half of the population is fled, 95% unemployment, abject poverty. A ruthless regime kept in power with American tax dollars. And don't believe for 1 minute that we're trying to replace Mugabe. We could do it tomorrow if we put sanctions on. We refuse to do it, but we can't let the American people know. Peter, before we go on, would you like to get out your website once more time and tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, certainly. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Frontline Fellowship, we're based in South Africa, but we've got an office in California. The telephone number there is 408-370-1653. So that's 408-370-1653. And our phone, our website is www.frontline.org.za. Frontline.org.za. Or you can email info@frontlinefellowship.net.
All right, fine. And if you have any difficulty, you're delighted to get a hold of Peter, and you can't remember the number, you can always call our 800 number. We'll get you the information. But certainly, as far as South Africa is concerned, certainly there was a tremendous amount of crime there going right along with the unemployment. What is the situation today, and what's happened to medicine? When I was in South Africa while working at a university hospital, we had some of the finest physicians in the world there. But my understanding is so many of your professional people have simply picked up and fled, and they've closed down a lot of the medical facilities simply because of the lack of money. What's going on in
South
Africa?
Well, it's true. South Africa once led the world in transplant technology. The first heart transplant was done in South Africa. The first successful C-section history was done in Cape Town, South Africa as well. My son just recently had his kidney transplant with my wife being the donor, and that was 5 months ago. So we still have some exceptionally fine surgeons, but the medical services are breaking down many levels, and we've seen that personally. We've got the only hospital in the continent of Africa that's doing these kind of transplants. And in South Africa, we used to have multiple hospitals throughout the whole of the country doing transplants. Now, they've shut down the kidney transplant units on every other hospital around the country, and it's only being done in Cape Town at the moment. And we're blessed that we're close enough that our son's kidney transplant could be done close by at home. For other people in the hospital, they've traveled from 1,000 miles or further away, and you can imagine the dislocation. And that's just socialist interference, because we have the technology, but most of the great medical specialists have been chased away. And it's an absolute scandal. We've got some of the most dedicated surgeons and skilled surgeons with space age technology next to stone age nursing support in some cases. So that it's a very mixed bag. Affirmative action has messed things up, and government interference is gutting what was once the continent's finest example of medical professionalism.
Well, it's really such a tragedy. Now, what about the crime in South Africa? You know, certainly you had one of the highest crime rates anywhere in the world. Certainly it was peaceful when I was there, but what about today?
Today we have 20,000 to 25,000 people murdered every single year. Since Mandela became president, we've averaged over 20,000 murders a year. And it's extraordinary, because if you think during the whole apartheid era, and all the international sanctions and Soviet-sponsored terrorism, we had 18,000 people killed in 44 years of apartheid. That's 18,000 died, and that's on all sides. Police, army, civilians, terrorists, everything combined, rioters. And yet, since Mandela brought peace and reconciliation, and they all lived happily ever after, according to the media myth, we've had an average of 25,000 murdered a year during peace. So it's absolutely extraordinary, as people have said, this is worse than war. And it is worse than war, because it's the most torturous murder. We live in condition orange and red the whole time in South Africa. We live behind a series of barbed wire and high walls and security gates over our doors and burglar bars over our windows. And it's armed response companies, because you can't depend on the police to protect you in many cases. And we have to be armed, and we've got to be ready, and we've got to be alert. And there's terrible home attacks. My brother, my elder brother, had a home invasion just a while ago where his wife warned him. She shouted through the window. She is in the kitchen, and she saw five black armed men with balaclavas, ski masks over their faces, storm through the front gate as her brother was coming through. So there's my brother's brother-in-law coming through the gate, and as he is coming through the gate, a BMW car raced up, out jumped these five armed men with a ski mask. They ran into the house, and my brother walked out of the room into the hallway with his gun in his hand, because he'd been warned by his wife of this home invasion. And there was a man standing right in front of him, not 2 yards away, gun raised, and he opened fire, point blank fired five shots at my brother from a distance of not even 2 yards. My brother pulled his gun up, and he didn't have a round in the chamber. He had to cock it while under fire and returned fire, fired three times, hit the man twice. Incredibly, every shot by the assailant missed my brother in that very narrow corridor, and the man stumbled out, and my brother went outside, fired at the others, and they all fled. And on this occasion, because my brother's an ex-Rhodesian military man, he survived, and nobody of the family was hurt. But the police, when they came, said, oh, we know this gang, and when they described them, and brought out the pictures, and yes, my brother, that's him, that, yeah, sure. And they said, yes, no, we know them. These criminals specialize in home invasions, rape, and murder. And this is the way it's become. There's so many people, when we get together socially in South Africa, we're all talking about our crime experiences, which in the past you didn't even know someone who's a victim of crime. Now everybody not only knows a victim of crime, but every family's got their own stories.
Well, I think that people in America better get used for this sort of thing, because the same people who brought this to South Africa are going to intentionally bring it here, and that's our own government. Well, certainly, the economy is doing fairly well, though, but my understanding is a lot of people don't want to come there, industries doesn't want to come there, because of the political instability.
Yes, the economy is still pretty healthy. It's not as healthy as it used to be beforehand, because the rand at one time, you'd remember in the 1970s, the rand was twice as strong as the dollar.
Yes.
And before Mandela took over, after years of sanctions and war, the rand was 2 rand to the dollar. Today, the rand is more like 7 to the dollar. So our money has imploded because of affirmative action and all that.
We'll be right back here in just a moment. Here, the American consumption.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess Peter Hammond, and, wish we had more time. You can certainly hear my interviews with Peter. We did one yesterday at 3 o'clock. You can get that on our website at radioliberty.com. And we covered a lot of other things, but let's talk about Rhodesia, because it's Zimbabwe. What is really going on there when you have this ruthless criminal Mugabe, who certainly was installed by the American State Department, Henry Kissinger, and what's happening to the tragic people who live in what used to be Rhodesia today?
Well, Dr. Stan Monteith, I grew up in Rhodesia, and it really was a paradise. It was a clean, efficient, well-run country with one of the finest agricultural economies and with the highest standard of living and highest standard of education for black Africa. The blacks in Rhodesia, they had the best education, the highest standard of literacy. We had such an excellent agricultural economy that Rhodesia was not only feeding its own people very well, but it was exporting food all over. So the Rhodesian dollar was so strong, it cost $3 to buy one Rhodesian dollar back in the mid-70s. So it was a really wonderful country and a very strong country. But how it was targeted by the U.S. State Department and Henry Kissinger. We remember how Henry Kissinger came after years of American economic warfare and international sanctions to try and bludgeon Rhodesia into submission. And remember, we were facing terrorist attacks for our whole history, vicious attacks by well-armed, well-trained Soviet and Red Chinese-supported terrorists. And as we were being attacked, Kissinger came along with his peace plan, and he said, and we remember hearing it claiming on news, him looking straight into the camera, saying that the Rhodesian people have nothing to fear because the U.S. government will guarantee the protection of the Rhodesian farmers and people and the rule of law and the sanctity of property, and their farms will be protected. And if anyone wants to leave, then they'll fully compensate them at fair market prices for their farms or homes, but there will be no need to worry because they will guarantee their safety, and the full authority of the United States government will be behind it. And of course he lied, because the U.S. government did nothing of the sort. And while the people accepted the Kissinger peace plan of moving to one man, one vote, and all that without the qualified franchise we'd had before and so on, and what the people didn't realize was that the U.S. State Department under Jimmy Carter put every effort to put Robert Mugabe into power. Robert Mugabe's ZANU is still there 30 years later. What's going on in Zimbabwe right now is the legacy of the Jimmy Carter administration, which had one of their top goals. It wasn't just their weakness, it wasn't just their failure, it was their goal to put Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF into power in Rhodesia. And what you have today is a dictatorship 30 years later, where people are still suffering and dying because of the policies of Henry Kissinger and Jimmy Carter and Andrew Young. And it's an absolute scandal that this isn't better known, and that people in America aren't demanding that the government honor their commitments and promises and do something.
Well, Henry Kissinger's word and integrity and $5 will get you a cup of coffee any place. Henry Kissinger is a liar. He is the man who's directing the Obama administration today, according to General James Jones, who actually gave a talk at a meeting in Munich not too long ago, where he said, "I get my orders every day from Henry Kissinger." Now, this is the man who's a Democrat at the National Security Council, getting his orders every day from Henry Kissinger, who's a Republican directing the Obama administration, until people understand it's all a scam. And you get that speech, General James Jones' speech, on the CFR website. You can go to your search engine and put it in, and General James Jones orders from Henry Kissinger, something of that sort. Munich Security Conference. And Henry Kissinger lied to the Rhodesian people, and of course they paid a terrible price for believing what he said. And you said, what, 95% unemployment?
Officially 95% unemployment. I think about the only industries that's working in Zimbabwe right now is the secret police and the military, because everything on an agricultural, industrial, and tourist basis has collapsed. The government didn't just invade farms. They then started taking over all the businesses that the government has to own, all the businesses. So who wants to invest in a country where they nationalize just about every industry possible? The government demands 51% of the shares of any company. And, of course, they decide who gets employed. And they fix the prices. They told the bakers they had to bake bread for less than it costs to sell it. Well, nobody's going to stay in business if you're selling your product for less than it costs to produce it. And
well, where do people get their bread? Where do they get their food? How do people survive in this situation?
That's why there is such starvation, and more than half of the population have fled across the border. Now, if you're part of the ruling elite, they've got the best of the best of everything, and Mugabe's wife goes on shopping sprees to Dubai and Singapore and has to charter a full commercial plane just to carry her 175 shopping carts of things that she's bringing back from these overseas shopping sprees at the taxpayers' expense. But for the common people, the shops are empty, and the people are starving. And the only way a Zimbabwean survives is from friends and relatives across the border taking them things. Our mission has to smuggle in food and medicines to old-age pensioners and to Christians and to Christian prisoners in Zimbabwe, because they have no other way of survival. If a old-age pensioner needs insulin, they can't get it from the government, they can't get it in the chemist. We cannot even send it to them by mail because the mail service has collapsed. Everything has collapsed. They have total power failure in most of the country most of the time. If you're in the capital city and the power comes on, you know that the president's got a message on TV that they want you to hear, because otherwise there wouldn't be power. You could go a full month in the capital city without any electricity at all. Complete collapse of plumbing, of electricity. There have been schools that have been closed just about the whole time. Last year they had schools open for about 20 days out of the whole year, and no examinations, no academic progress, nobody moved to another grade. That's university through to preschool. No educational progress last year. The country's absolutely destroyed by this Marxist insanity. And yet Robert Mugabe continues to get hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars and euros in aid every year to keep his failed, evil dictatorship afloat. And the only reason he stays afloat is from foreign aid, because without the foreign aid, they would have collapsed. But they've got just enough to keep the people under subjection, under oppression of their jackboots, because of the foreign aid. If the West would stop funding these dictators, we could have freedom in Africa.
We're out of time, Peter. We'll be talking to you real soon, I think, this evening. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning. I hope you enjoyed Peter Hammond. And ladies and gentlemen, that's your tax dollars at work. That's what your government did to Rhodesia. It's doing it to South Africa, and it's going to do it here. And, of course, believe me, God does bring punishment on nations. And the good people of America have financed Robert Mugabe, and we brought Mandela to power and the ANC to power in South Africa, and they're doing in South Africa. So they exactly what they've done in Zimbabwe. They've destroyed Zimbabwe. They've destroyed their currency, and they're doing it here. And you say it couldn't happen here, and I would say, why not? If God is just, he's going to bring his judgment on this country, unless, of course, our people turn back to God, and unless our ministers start, you know, explaining to people what's going on. And, of course, our ministers, unfortunately, are not doing what they're supposed to, because they infiltrated our seminaries 50 years ago and told the ministers, all you have to do is talk about the gospel, but never make it applicable today, and certainly don't let people understand the spiritual forces which are guiding the course of our nation. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to hear I talk on the secret or the forbidden secret, on financial Armageddon, on world revolution, on planned population reduction, because they really do intend to kill most of our people. If you're concerned about the obesity epidemic among our young people, you need to get our material on aspartame, the DVD, Sweet Misery, or Sweet, I forgot, there's Sweet Misery and Sweet, there are two DVDs in the series, but we've got a couple of four tape sets on aspartame in the book. Excitotoxins, the taste that kills, but aspartame produces obesity in every animal. They know that, and yet they're never going to tell you. They're poisoning our children with this. It's in there. In their the baby formulas, it's in there, and the chewing gum our kids eat, it's in their vitamins, it's in their medicines, and it's an integral part of our diet. Aspartame, get informed, understanding they're poisoning the American people with that, and genetically modified, and foods, and so many other things. It's all part of the population control agenda. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope that you'll go to our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet. Go to our section on videos around the web and look at Building 7 come down and understand Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. How do you think Osama bin Laden was able to get explosives into Building 7 to bring it down? How did he do it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is it appears to be. Everything is illusion and delusion, because in America we have freedom of the press, and that means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. If you want to know what's really going on, you're going to have to get on the Internet, but believe me, they're putting all sorts of disinformation and misinformation on the Internet. But there are people that you can trust. Learn who you can trust, and then help us get the word out. America is under attack today, not from without, but from within. There is a small group that controls both political parties. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense. And once it does, everything falls into place. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for America and pray for revival, but pray for them, for our provision. Have a second.
Jumbalize reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jumbalize. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jumbalize, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.